KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in Maine say the hunt for a suspected mass murderer came to an end last night after the body of Robert Card was found in the woods near Lisbon with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Governor Janet Mills.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief tonight knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
Card had been wanted for the Wednesday night mass shooting that killed 18 people and wounded nearly three dozen others. Israel expanding its ground operation in Gaza, sending in tanks and infantry. Backed by massive strikes from the air and sea, Israel's defense minister said the ground shook in Gaza and that the war against the Hamas terrorist rulers has entered a new phase. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those blaming Israel for the attack by Hamas are being influenced by anti-Semitism, the deeply rooted idea that Jews are inherently guilty and therefore deserve to be poorly treated.
And even those people along the Gaza border, most of whom belong to kibbutzim, who were very left-wing and very committed to peace, they're guilty too. And so if the Jews are guilty, then Hamas is not that guilty now, is it?
Dr. Oren this week spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump set to testify a week from Monday in the civil business fraud case against him. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The upcoming schedule in Trump's civil fraud trial has been released, and the former president will testify on November 6th. He'll be following testimony from his three eldest children. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka also must take the stand. The suit alleges that Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. He denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A British pro-life advocate facing time in prison.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New Jersey father has filed a federal lawsuit to block a state policy that prevents schools from letting parents know that their children are living as the opposite sex. Frederick Short argues that the policy violates his constitutional right to raise his children and make decisions about their mental health care. Guidance issued by the New Jersey Education Department also advises that schools should keep separate files with different names for transgender students. This is SRN News. The National Zoo's three popular giant pandas will be heading home a little sooner than expected.
Zoo officials tell the Associated Press that adult bears Mei Zhang, Tian Tian, and their cub, Shou Qi Ji, will be returning to China sometime in mid-November. The bears have been a wildly popular attraction and an unofficial symbol of the nation's capital for decades. The zoo's exchange agreement with the Chinese government, originally brokered by President Richard Nixon 50 years ago, expires December 7th. Ongoing negotiations to extend the agreement haven't produced results. Norman Hall, Washington.
Tough economic times, according to a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About 2 in 3 Americans say their household expenses have risen over the past year. Only about 1 in 4 say their income has increased in that same time span. About half now say they also have credit card debt. More details at srnnews.com.